Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Everybody stood up? Can you hear me? Obviously, Brother Elohim is having some technical difficulties. Yeah, you have some technical difficulties. We can't hear you out here. There's a lot of people online, and we can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all. Can you hear me now?
No, somebody is texting, and they're still saying that there's nothing on. Hold on. I'm texting her, and we're trying to figure out what's wrong, why we're not hearing you. We haven't heard you since the music. Something's
okay.
Going on.
Okay.
We're having trouble with this.
Hello? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I can hear through the phone. I got I connected another line. I can hear through that line. Can you still can't hear me?
Let me call.
Can you still hear? Can you hear me?
One second. I'll make a three-way call. See if she's still. I'm not, I'm just text her.
Okay.
What's going on? How are you doing?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You still can't hear me.
I can hear you.
Hello? Oh, you can hear me now. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me now?
Yeah,
okay.
I was hearing you when you let me talk, but I don't know if we're, if you mute me, I'm not sure if I can hear the rest of it after that. So I'm about to call you back. I'm about to call the whole line back in. I'm gonna try again.
Okay, let me hold on for a second. Let me do this. Okay. Now I'm asking you now, can you hear me now? I just muted your phone, but now I'm gonna cut your phone back on. And if you can hear me, then you can answer, okay? I don't know what's wrong with the board today. The topic's kinda heavy. Can you still hear me? Did you hear me?
I can hear you now. You have to hear you now.
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. There's a lot of calls.
Hold on for a second.
People are calling me. Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, it's still me.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't hear anything when you muted me just then. Couldn't hear anything.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Are you able to
hear me now?
Okay. There's got to be something wrong out there because people are hanging up, calling back. And I'm going to start opening up some of these lines. And as you're calling in, I'm opening up your mic. So if I drop that, we got too much noise. Because I have to mute the phone. Let me mute the phones. Okay. So as long as you can hear me, your phone is it's pretty quiet where you are. I'm gonna continue with the message, okay? And put your hand down, right? Hit one again. And if it gets to the point that you can't hear me, hit one again, okay? And I'll open up your mic and find out what's going on, because a lot of people are calling, hanging up, so something's wrong out there. And right now, I don't know what it is, because I have lines open, and I can hear, I added another line to the board, and I can hear off this line, so I can hear me very well. So at this point, I don't know what the problem is and why others can't hear me. I guess that's the topic. Big Brother don't want this topic to go out, boy. I'm telling you. They don't want us to know this. So as far as my board is concerned, everything is going through pretty good. I don't so why, whatever the problem is, I can't see what it is based on the board, you know? And if I hang up and open everything back up again, the whole thing is going to shut down. And that would be the end of it for today, you know. So 4875, hit 1 again if you can hear me. Press 1 on your dial again if you can hear me. Okay, I know you can hear me. Now, if I drop out, press 1 again, then I know that something's wrong, okay? Now, the callers are starting to call back in, but they're not hanging up now. Everybody's holding on. So I'm going to continue. Now, we were going through the relaxation process in order to see the auras. So I'm going to start the whole thing over right from the beginning. So you'll know exactly what we're doing as far as the meditation process is concerned. But it's not about meditation. This is about structuring your eyes so that you will be able to see auras, because you have the ability. It's just that no one has given you the method as to how to situate your eyes so that you can literally see the colors that are around people and around objects and things of that nature, okay? So you go through a meditative process to relax the body. This is how you begin. You start with your feet, move to your calf, your thighs, to your waist, your chest area, your neck, and your face. Now, the face have quite a few muscles in it, so it takes a little while to relax the face. But once you get into a relaxed mode, now you're doing this with your eyes shut, and once you get into a relaxed mode, you don't swallow, because once you swallow, it changes the frequency of the body for some reason. I don't know why that happens, but when you swallow, it changes everything. So once you get into this particular cycle, don't swallow. Now, and with your eyes closed, once you get completely relaxed, you look up. And when you look up, don't open your eyes. You keep your eyes closed, right? Because you're kind of new to this, and once you open your eyes will automatically focus on your surroundings. So you keep your eyes, keep your eyelids shut, and you look up. And after a minute, you'll begin to see colors. You'll see like a yellowish orange, a blue, and a purple. You'll begin to see those three colors. Now, excuse me. The blue light is your work light. The blue light, that's your protective light. That's the light that you use to put around your family members or yourself or anybody that's traveling to protect them from harm. You have the ability to protect your people and your children. The yellow light is your work light. That's the light that you set when you want something done. If you need money to come to you, or if you need jobs or whatever you're looking for, use that light. That light will bring it to you. That's why it's important to learn how to see auras, because you can literally see the light that you need to use to help you in your everyday life. Because everything we're talking about on this show every Sunday is about what you need to do right now to help you. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but what you can do right now, okay? So, now, once you begin, after you do this for a little while, okay, and you begin to see those colors, then what you need to do at that point, you go through the same relaxation technique, okay, and you open your eyes. But now you defocus your eyes. You keep your eyes in the same state, because once you go into that meditative cycle, And you look up and you begin to see those colors. When you open your eyes are defocused, because you're no longer looking through your brain. You're looking through your mind. Your mind is attached to your spirit, and the spirit sees everything. So some call it the subconscious, but it's got so many different names out there. Everybody's a little confused about what's going on. So I want to keep it very, very simple, so it'll be easy to go through it when you get ready to go through it, okay? So you can, once you go through this again, you defocus your eyes. Look at any objects in the room, okay, and you begin to see energy field around the object, okay? Once you begin to see that energy field, your eyes are defocused the right way, all right? Now, you can practice doing this with anything in your house. Now, you don't have to do this laying down. You could do this sitting down in a chair. You can sit in a chair, just relax yourself, and defocus your eyes. Another way to practice this, excuse me, is to light a candle. Sometimes you can light a candle, and if you hold your eyes just in the right position, there's a light that will go from the candle directly to you, and you'll be able to see this light flowing back and forth, okay? These are just some of the things that you can use to practice with, so that you can learn how to defocus your eyes so that you can begin to see the energy field that's around every object. Every object, I don't care whether, no matter what it is, it has an energy field around it. And you can begin to see this energy field, because everything is made up out of the same source energy, no matter what it is. It's just vibrating at a different frequency. The lower the frequency, the more solid the object is. The higher the frequency, the less solid the object is, okay? Some of this you can pick up through your sign studies. Or you can Google some of this stuff, and some of this on Google, not all of it. What I'm telling you now, you can't get this on Google, all right? And this will probably be the only time I go through this particular lecture, because I'm really not supposed to go through this right now. There's supposed to be another 10 more lectures that we're supposed to have before I go through this, but everything is telling me to give this particular message out, okay? Now, When you look at a person, like when you go to a meeting, right? When you go where you go to a lecture or you go someplace where people are talking, sit, relax. While you're sitting in a chair, relax, defocus your eyes, okay? And once you defocus your eyes, you'll begin to see the energy field around the person. And the more, the longer you do it, the longer you defocus your eyes, that energy field will begin to move away from that person. And you'll have the physical body there, and you have that energy field there. And if you focus, if you defocus long enough, the energy field begin to move on its own. When the body moves, when that body moves, that energy field will move as well. And this is this at this point, you're ready to begin to see the light that's around people. Okay. Now sometimes it takes a while. All right. But once you start seeing the colors, as you look at people, there'll be dark spots. And when you see those auras, those colors around a person, when you see that dark spot, that means they're sick at that particular point, and they're not getting the proper energy going to that particular area. It might be in a heart area, in a stomach area, wherever, but you'll be able to know and where they're sick at, okay? now, at that point, okay, you're sometimes when you're doing this, right, your psychic energy will begin, your psychic energy can affect your ability to see colors, all right? Now, that's very important because we don't realize that we all have psychic ability, each and every one of us. But growing up in this culture, they're not showing you or talking about this particular thing that you have so that you can psychically see and know what's going on, and it will save you a lot of trouble. You'll be able to feel things that you never thought that you could feel. You can not only feel what a person's thinking, you can actually know what they're thinking. It's almost like reading a person's mind. You can go in and you can see the trouble they're having, what they need to do to fix the trouble, the problems that they have. And you don't have to know the person at all, you know. But sometimes in order to do this, especially when you're a beginner and you're just starting out doing this, you might have to make physical, but when you can hold the person's hand, but when you do this, you just use your fingertips. Have their hands up. Put your fingertips underneath their hand. Okay, and the energy, there's an energy transference between you and that person, right? And once you just try what I'm telling you, all right, especially seeing the energy field around people, you'll know what I'm saying is true because you can literally see it for yourself. But you do have to practice it. It's like anything else. You have to work at it. But I think that within the first half an hour or so, you should be able to see the energy fields around objects. That's pretty easy, all right? But the more you practice it, the more you begin to see the colors, okay? Now, sometimes if you're having trouble feeling the energy, okay, because sometimes people can block the energy from coming to you. They have that kind of ability too. It's amazing the ability that we have that we never practice or we never use because we don't talk about it, okay? And sometimes they can block the energy from coming to you. So what you do, you begin to read the lines in their hands. If you read the lines in their hands, most people are comfortable with palm readers, you know, and it helps them relax a little bit if they think you're reading their palm. But it's really a psychic energy transference between you and the person, okay? Now, most people have 1, 2, 3 major lines in their hand. I'm just going to go through this just for a few minutes. Most people have 3 major lines in their hand, okay? They have the one line that comes from, let's say you're looking at your right hand. You can look at your right hand. Well, mostly your right hand. So let's look at your left hand. Look at your left hand right now. You have one line that goes from the left side either up between the fingers to straight across. It usually varies from straight across up in between the fingers, okay? That's the heart line. That line tells you if they had any problems, emotional problems, love problems, or things of that nature, okay? If they have, like, lines cutting, little lines going into that line, if the lines are down near the bottom of the hand or to the left side of the hand, that means that it happened early in their life. If it's up towards the top near the two fingers, the first two fingers, then that means it happened later in their life. And you can begin asking them questions about that, and they'll begin to open up. They begin to relax. And then that energy transference will begin to take place, and you begin to know so much about what they have done. Now, you have to be careful, because once you start getting the energy transfers, you're going to feel that there's things they don't want you to know about. So you can't say, when you feel that they don't want you to know certain things, because certain things are private for them, and they don't want you to know these things, so you can't say these things. Only say the things that you feel as though that they might not mind you knowing, that they might say, okay, they're all right. Now, the second line is the line that goes from the left side of the hand into the middle of the hand, okay? that's your head line. That's the line that tells you mentally if they have mental problems and things like that there. If the things that have affected their heart have affected them mentally, then little lines will pop up on that middle line, okay? And you can ask them certain questions about, you'll be able to feel what's coming out of their minds based on once you go through that head line. You can start asking certain questions. Did you have a problem around certain age? Because you can tell what age they have the problem by the first line that's going in between their fingers or straight across. And you can tell that it affected them by the second line. This is just basic stuff here, okay? You can also get some books to go through this, but you're not really being a palm reader. That's not what this is all about. This is about having them relax so that psychic energy can flow between you and them. You know what I mean? So this is not a palm reading course here, because I'm not really teaching how to read palms. I'm just giving you enough information so that you can get the person that you're transferring energy from to relax. So you can begin to see what's on their mind, see what's on their past. And the last line goes from the bottom of the hand all the way up to the left side of the hand, if you're looking at your left hand. Now, this is the lifeline. Now, if that line is very strong and go all the way down, now they're scheduled to live for a long time. But if it breaks off, then they're going to live a short time. And then if there's cuts or lines going into that line, right, then it will tell you that they're going to have a lot of health problems, okay? And you can talk about the health problems based on the heart line and based on the mental line. You can talk about the health problems, stuff like that there. Now, that's just basic stuff so that we're not trying to get into palm reading, all right? Or you can buy a book on it to help you out a little bit so you can get them more to relax so that the energy transference will take place. And basically, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to practice feeling the energy flow. Now, the energy is very subtle, okay? That's why in quantum physics, just by them being there, thinking in terms of what's going on with the quantum physics, it changes the outcome. Just their thoughts change the outcome of what's going on in the quantum physics experiments. That's how powerful you are. That's how powerful the mind is. Now, the mind and the brain, they're two separate things. Now, we get a lot of conversation about the mind and the brain. The brain is the physical matter that's attached to the physical. The mind is the spiritual portion that's attached to your spirit, okay? Conscious energy, that's what it is, okay? That's connected to everything in the universe, everything, okay? So your mind knows all. Your mind knows everything, but it has trouble channeling it into your brain based on where your thought process is. Because if you just don't believe certain things or won't open up your mind to certain things, the mind, if you don't open up your brain to certain things, the mind can't get in. The mind can't flow through a closed brain. So it's like having a computer and only have certain programs in it. There's certain things you just can't do because the program is not there, okay? And this is how the brain works. The brain works like the computer. The mind works like the electricity. Electricity is a conscious energy that makes the computer do what it does. Because all the chips and everything that's in the computer, if you don't plug it in with that conscious energy, because electricity is conscious, the conscious energy is coming in, the computer is not going to work. Everything is working based on the conscious energy of the electricity, all right, which is what's flowing through your body as well. Your electrical impulses and everything is flowing through your body at an amazing rate. That's a whole another talk, so we're going to get into that. But right now, I just want to give you a basic idea of how to see auras, how to look at the colors that are coming from people, how to look at the energy that's surrounding every object. And if you don't, if you have trouble seeing what I'm saying, go in your closet. If you some people think it's just a reflection of the light, like that there. Go in your closet and shut the door where there's no light. Defocus your eyes, and you begin to see the energy around your body. You begin to see the light. The light is coming from you. You know what I mean? No, it's not coming from anywhere else. I'm just giving you certain things that you can try just to get you to practice doing this more and more and more, okay? You can know when a child is in trouble. You can know when something's going wrong. It's just amazing. You pick up the phone and call, oh, I'll just get ready to call you because I'm having trouble over here. But you'll know. You'll be able to feel these troubles. And learn to reach out with your feelings. Most of us guard our feelings because we have been trapped in these love triangles where people have hurt us, sometimes not intentionally, you know, just the way that they were raised. And we've gotten hurt, so we learn to guard our feelings, guard our emotions, because it gets painful when you put your trust in somebody and they betray that trust that you give them, okay? Now, now another practice that you can do, right, if you're going to somebody's house, a friend or family member, visualize in your, well, it's coming through your mind. So you're visualizing who's in the house. You're literally, mentally looking in the house. And you'll be able to see who's there, and you can stop at the store. By each one of them, just if you go into a family member's house, because this is some of the practice I used to do, you buy a little something for each person in the house that they like. And when you get there, you'll see just who's there, and each person is what you wanted to give them, okay? I used to train my son. We used to sit downstairs. I used to have him tell me who's upstairs, you know, when we go into a place, just so that he could practice. But this is a good way to just practice using your mind, not your brain, using your mind, because the mind can bypass the brain and function on its own, okay? And then after it does what it does, then it can relate it to the brain. And the brain will begin to recognize these frequencies. It's like a radio. When you turn the channel, you go from DAS to Power 99 or whatever station you're going to, as you hit the different frequencies, different information come in. So your brain will begin to recognize these particular frequencies, and when you go to tune in from your mind to these frequencies, your brain will lock on them, you know? It's just give you an idea of just how powerful you are. So I just wanted to go through this today, you know, and just to give you an idea of how to get into this. This is what the Egyptians used to call part of the mystery teachings. This is some of the stuff comes out of the mystery schools. All this information is already in you. So I'm not telling you anything that you don't know. You just haven't tapped into it because nobody's talking about it with you. So today I'm talking about it with you. And those that are called back in, thank you for calling back in. And we did have a problem with the board. People said they couldn't hear. So I understand that. But thanks for calling back in so that you can get this message that I'm giving out, okay? Now, okay, now, I forgot the commercial again. Okay, so we're going to, I'm just going to take a minute here and go through the commercial. I'm going to run through it pretty fast here because I want to get into the next three things that I wanted to just talk about was who we are, where we come from, and why are we here. Now, the Europeans have been wrestling with these questions forever because the stories that they have made up about where we come from is kind of nonsensical. Once we talk about it for a minute, you'll say, this kind of makes more sense than what they're saying. But am I right? No. Am I wrong? No. It's just another process, something for you to think about, okay? The translators of a lot of the books couldn't really understand what they were translating. And some of the stories that they're giving you in the book, especially the Bible, are kind of off track a little bit because of the translators, not the ones that actually wrote the scrolls and stuff for the book, but the translators. They have mistranslated so much of the books that it will blow your mind if you could actually read cuneiform or Hebrew or some of the other languages that the books are actually written in, okay, or Aramaic, if you could read some of these languages. It will blow your mind as to how far off that the European translators were, okay? This is the Elohim Radio Show. We're here on Sunday at 3 p.m. I feel like your time. The call-in number is 646-564-9888. Press 1 if you want to give a shout-out or have something to say. We do not mention your name unless you want us to. It's the four last digits of your letter. If you have a group or a business or anything that you want to give a shout-out about, feel free to do so. And remember, when you give us your opinion, we're going to accept it as your opinion. We're not going to debate about any issue. Anything in the books. We're not going to debate you about anything. This is not that type of party. We do want to hear your opinion because some people's thought process is the same place as yours. So if you have an opinion that you want to give out, that's fine. But we're not going to debate that opinion. But if you do want to give it out, that's fine. If you have a church or something, you want to give a number out so people can come and check you out, that's fine too. Okay? I just released a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. The CD link is cdbaby.cd/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So go and check it out. We ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, how is he coming? Well, do you think he's going to come back the same way he came back the first time? Through the goddess's womb. So your sisters out there, be mindful of the babies that you're getting rid of because, you know, they might be the one that you get rid of might just be the one to get us out of this mess, okay? So if you feel as though you can't handle them, get them up for adoption or whatever, but let them live. Don't dump them. Let them live, okay? Now, don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. In fact, the lecture that I'm giving you today is out of Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2 and some of Part 4. Well, we ain't gotten to Part 4 yet, but what I'm saying, so far what I've talked about is coming out of Toronto Scriptures Part 2. All right? Now, also the Toronto Scriptures Part 2, that CD is on the market. And two CDs is in a book form. So just go to CD Baby and you can check that out as well, okay? And the Will I Am show comes on every Sunday right after 9, at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. The calling number is 218-632-0460. The PIN number is 726-476-87#. Okay, give him a call, brothers. talk about a heavyweight. Brother Will Am's a heavyweight. I mean, he's got some strong messages for us, and I enjoy listening to his show every Sunday, okay? Now, we also have, I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. Just to give you an example, we're talking about the Americas. Christopher Columbus wasn't named after, wasn't named after Americas. That's what you know, this guy was already named before the Europeans came. And we came over here. Before the Europeans came here, we were trading with this continent. We had a global empire. And Montezuma came over here with an armada, a naval armada, bringing people here going back and forth, okay? These are some of the things, and he has things to back it up to prove what he's saying, okay? Now, I would like to give a shout-out to Legacy of the Nation. They come on every Sunday, talk about Brother Mackinson. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number for this show is 347-677-1633. They're here every Saturday. I mean every Saturday. We're here like clockwork. On Saturday, you can check them out at 6 o'clock. Okay? And I also like to give out to the Black Cross Nursery, the 178 at 53rd and Gerard. And boy, do we need your Black Cross nurses. They're headed by Basima Muhammad. The call-in number is 215-796-0366. RBG Industries, I'm going through this a little fast, so if you want one of these numbers, just hit one, and I'll go back over some of these numbers. RBG Industries, 1920 LLC. He makes designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good clothes and tailor-made out there, give them a call at 609-638-5828. And I would like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He has 6 CDs on the market, and they're doing pretty good. He's got a wonderful sound, high tenor sound like Philip Berry. you can give him a call. If you want to check him out, go to CD Baby. Just type in Yesterday's Child, and you'll be able to check him out, okay? If you want information directly from him, just call 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to the Heaven Bound Gospel Singers. Very good group. I like these guys. It's a real treat if you go to see them or if you want to book them. You can get Patrick a call at 215-407-1419. And I also like to give a shout out to our naturopathic registered healers, Dr. Paul and Dr. Bill. Dr. Paul's number is 215-779-7355. Dr. Bill's number is 631-561-3865. I'm talking the talk. I'm just trying to walk the walk. So try to be healthy out there as best you can. You go to the doctor for a checkup. Let them look at you, but don't be taking them drugs. Don't let them turn you into a junkie. They got drugs for you for everything. You stub your toe, they want to give you a pill for that. And you don't. A lot of medication you absolutely don't need. So if you have a problem, check with somebody. Check with one of these guys to know what's going on. So the mics are open, so just press 1 if you have a comment, if you want something to say. Other than that, we're going to keep on going here. I might have to do another hour on this particular topic because it's so interesting. I'm not really getting to everything. We only got about 15 more minutes left. Then we had a problem at the beginning of the show. So now let's get into who are we? Oh, boy. Am I a Black man? Am I a Negro? Am I African-American? Am I a Caucasian? Am I French? Am I German? Am I Russian? Am I Haitian? Am I Mexican? What the heck am I, you know? Well, in Tyrannical Scriptures Part 4, it's called The Journey. All right? It hasn't been released yet. In fact, I'm still working on it. But it's called The Journey. You are, now this is who you are, you're energy beings, right? Now, if I'm an energy being, where in the world did I come from, and how did I get here in this mess? This dimension, all right, was totally empty. There was nothing here. And there's a black hole up near Cyrus A, Cyrus B, and Cyrus C. As incorporeal entities, live, they give off a corporeal gas. This gas comes through the black hole in this dimension. Now, this gas was filling up this dimension. Okay, now corporeal beings are from the incorporeal dimension. They were worried about something sparking a gas. and the gas burning through both dimensions. So they came into this dimension, and when they came into this dimension, they had the ability to live in space without equipment. Oh, man, get out of here. You listen to the Europeans. These guys just a few years ago thought the world was flat and they was going to fall off when they went to a certain place. So you can't vibe on what they're saying, okay? There was no Big Bang, okay? The noise that they're hearing is the natural noise that the planets are making when they're in motion. It didn't come from no Big Bang. There was no Big Bang. When you came into this dimension, now, you got to think about this. Everything in the universe is made up of energy. Energy cannot be created, and it cannot be destroyed. So if energy cannot be created, that means you were not created. That's a mistranslation because the translators and the thought process that they were in couldn't conceive themselves as being part of, not created from, right? So when you came into this dimension, we're not going to get into the creation thing right now. I've got that much time. But when you came into this dimension, you, by incorporating incorporeal energy with corporeal energy in this dimension, you were able to create suns and stars as dense as you want. Now, that's why stars A, B, and C were so dense, because they're near the black hole when they first came in. They had to have a sun strong enough to withstand the pull of the black hole, which is just a gateway from dimension to dimension. That's what the black holes are. Okay, they'll figure this out once they get the machine strong enough that they can travel through one of them. So you created these the suns to test the gas. You wanted to see if you ignited the gas, will it go through all of the? Will it burn through the whole dimension? But when they tested the gas didn't. All right. So by doing that, they had to leave some of the people here to stay here to monitor the gas. Now the European, I'm just learning this last week. They've figured out space is not empty. There's so much stuff out there that they haven't been able to see. But they're now able to see the gas. Now, I've been talking about this gas for about 10 or 15 years. Now, there, because in the book that I published, I talked about the gas. So that made them look for it. That's what they do. Now, they want to take credit. They take credit for everything. The string theory thing that they finally admitted to, talking about that for years before they even started talking about it. But anyway, they're able to see the gas now. But what they couldn't determine was the dark matter, because they just started dealing with dark matter a few years ago. Dark matter travels the entire dimensions. It travels to all the dimensions. And it takes the life energy. That's why life, in all of the holy books that you read, life is so important. Because life gives off an energy that goes back to source, of which you are an extension of, not a creation from. Okay? So now, you are these incorporeal beings. Your conscious energy forms our flesh. You made the planets, the moon, stars, you made all those things out there. Well, not you personally, but your ancestors. They made all these things. Now, think about this. If source is everything in the universe at the same time, now, this is a thought process. So if source is everything in the universe at the same time, right, well, what would source need with a planet? It don't make sense. Source don't need to live on a planet. But the extensions coming from source needed these things. Just like all of the buildings and the cars and everything that you're building now, you're making for you, not for source, or whom some people call God. But they screwed up all the names so bad that we have to use different terminologies now so that we know what we're talking about, okay? This is why Muhammad said Allah. It wasn't no he, wasn't no guy. All in all, some people just say to all of that, but it's everything in the universe at the same time. That's what you come from. You are a part of all of it. So that's who you are. You are part of You are part of the existence of everything in the universe. That's who you are. Okay? I'm going to cut this just a little bit short because we only got 10 minutes. I'd like to spend more time on it. But you made the solar systems. You put together all this stuff out there. That's why they're just now starting to figure this stuff out. Wait a minute. There was people on Mars, Planet X. There's a Nibiru. You know, stuff that's in the Egyptian tablets. It's in cuneiforms. It's written in cuneiform. This stuff is out there. They're just now being able to cipher or decipher some of the information that your ancestors left for you, you know, so that you can figure out the mistakes that they made so that you don't make the same mistakes that they have made so that you don't be in a situation where somebody got their foot on your neck. Somebody got their foot on your neck right now. Now, you got to figure out how to get it off. But first, you have to get into who you really are and begin to practice using some of your power. The aura technique, that's just one of the many powers that you have. It's just amazing how powerful you actually are. Those that are still hanging in here, I want to thank you so much for hanging in there. I know we had trouble with the board, but a few people hang out, maybe they couldn't get back in. But you have more power than you can possibly imagine. And the thought travels at 24 billion miles per second. That means thought have weight. So if 10 people are thinking one thing and 2 people are thinking another thing, the 10 thoughts will overpower the 2 thoughts. So you have to begin to be of like mind. That's why divide and conquer is so special, because there's a weight battle from mind to mind, okay, coming through the brain. So you have to begin thinking alike. When we was all thinking, we were all black people, we were thinking alike, we started gaining power. Now they broke that up. Well, we ain't black no more. Now I'm brown. They got sister coming out with a record talking about my brown skin, you know. But we weren't talking about it like that. We were talking about it from a sense of power. And that's how we was using the term, something to unite us. That's what it was used for. We need to find something else that's going to unite the people. And believe it or not, all 5 tribes are going to have to work together, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Oh, man, I ain't working with them white folks, but trust me, you wouldn't be in the position you are if some of them hadn't died for you, if some of them hadn't helped you out. Okay. Now, there's some white folks out there that if they fell off the moon, it wouldn't bother me one bit. You understand what I'm saying? But, and there's black people out there the same way. There's people from all the tribes that are the same. They are good and they are bad. Okay, so you can't judge the whole tribe by what a few are doing. Right now, the 1% is causing all this madness around the planet. They've been causing this madness ever since George Washington betrayed the Moors, right? Because it's the Moors and George Washington and his crew, they were supposed to run this thing together. But he betrayed the Moors just like he betrayed Britain. He was a traitor to Britain, you know, and which allowed Britain to come in and take over what was going on. Now, they fought for 33 years, but they lost. I don't want to get off the subject too much here, but I'm just dumping a little bit of history out here so you can get a better view. Britain came over, burned down the White House and all the government buildings because they lost. They didn't win their independence, okay? The Queen still controls this corporation that Barack Obama is the president of, okay? I'm just saying, you don't have to believe me. Go on the internet, look up who burned down the White House. And it's right there in black and white. Britain came over, burned down the White House, and the government building to teach them a lesson. Read the Treaty of 1812, and you can see who owns it. This is still a colony of Britain. But anyway, I didn't mean to go there. But I got off the track just a little bit. But I just want to give you a little bit of history so you can really figure out what's going on here, okay? Now, I'm telling you who you are. Your conscious energy formed in flesh. That means that there's a side of you that's very powerful, but you have to practice using this power. And if you just do practice what I said in the beginning, you'll see those energy fields. You'll begin to see, especially if you go into lectures, look at that person giving that speech, and that energy body will begin to separate from that person if you defocus long enough. Okay? When you defocus, you're no longer looking through the brain, you're looking through the mind. That's different. Okay? And now, it has a lot to do with your pineal gland, too. So stop drinking the spigot water. Stop drinking that tap water because of the fluoride. The fluoride calcifies the pineal gland. So just stop drinking the water. If you still want to wash up with it or whatever, fine, but don't drink it anymore. Get the bottle of water from someplace. And like I said, if you have to drink it, put a little baking soda in or something to bring the alkalinity up to about 11 or 12, and that'll help you out a little better too, okay? Now, who we are and where we came from, I went over both of those because we come from another dimension into this dimension. We came in as incorporeal. We have the ability to shape-shift into anything we want. Now, this argument that we have, well, the woman was here first, the guy was here first. No, when you came here, you could be either or. You could be women or men. It didn't make no difference. You could be whatever you wanted to be because you had the ability to shape-shift. So the women weren't here first. The men weren't here first. They were both here at the same time, okay? They were both here at the same time. So as the years passed and one started to dominate the other, it started the battle between the sexes, and there shouldn't be no battle because there's 24 chromosomes, male, 24 female chromosomes, when you come in. So you're both male and female, okay? So this is who you are, okay? You are what they call gods of this dimension. All right, now while we got 90 seconds and somebody put their hand up, so I got to go to this person here. We'll talk some more about this next week. We got 6915. You want to make a comment? We got about 90 seconds. Caller with the last number, 6915. Maybe something's wrong with the board. Okay. Maybe they hit one and didn't mean it, or maybe something's wrong with the board. Hopefully we'll be able to work everything out next week, okay? So I'm going to hit that mic again and leave it open just in case.
Oh, sorry. I forgot I used another phone.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, this information is definitely something great to hear. It's different, you know. I'm sorry I hit the mute button. The button late, but I just want to elaborate on, you know, this is another perspective of our existence here on this earth, you know, it's part of our reality. And it's only been seen from one perspective, really, and it's really not been introduced to us, you know, in a way in which you're introducing it to us now. So maybe you can elaborate on this subject some other time. I know your time is
Yeah, we got about 5 seconds left, so I'm just going to say to everybody, thank you. We had a problem. That was a call back in. Thank you very much for calling back in. And thank you so much for being on the air. So I know that these words aren't falling on deaf ears. And you can always go to the Internet and on Blog Talk under Elohim Christ, and you can find any one of the shows and want to listen to it again. So I want to thank you very much. And just remember, that love is the act that make others feel good. Teach your children how to act out of love to one another. And you begin to teach yourself how to act out of love for your children. And you will you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes in your household and in the community, okay? And I will be talking to you again next Sunday. Next Sunday, we'll talk a little bit about why we're here, okay? Because we missed that this Sunday, okay? So peace, love you, and I'll be talking to you next week.